The Jason Greger Show presents Struds on Folk Music.
This lad is your lad, this lad is light lad, from California to New York Island. Like,
folk music. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
French fries.
I like things that are hard, that get soft. No one likes those soggy tots, guys. I don't want soggy fries. I want them crisp, hard. I want it straight and hard. That's what I like.
The rodeo.
Yeah, I'll get bareback on a sheep, no problem, man. But there's no way. There's no way I'm getting on the back of a steer.
His mindset.
But you know, it's like I always say, HK, who cares?
It's time for Struds On.
Jake for Tannen. Now, Jake was, if you missed it today, he signed with Spartak Moscow there in Russia in the KHL. He'd been bought out just earlier this summer with the Vancouver Canucks. He had the issue, the allegations of an issue with a young lady, and the team, and they're still working on that. The team walked away from him and bought him out. Now Jake is heading over to continue his career somewhere else. And, it's being a high-level athlete comes with responsibilities. I'm not going to say that he is or is not guilty of what happened to this lady. But that's going to play out the way it is. But prior to this, there had been question marks about his professionalism. Again, let's just remove this part of the with the young lady out. That's a separate issue that is very serious. But let's just talk about the on ice. And when you are a young player, and a high draft pick, a guy that had some success in the especially in junior. In the NHL, he had some good games and some good seasons. But there was always questions about his commitment to being a good player, a top player. And with the Hitmen, he had, 40 goal season. And in the Vancouver, he came in and, was he in shape? Was he not in shape? Then he's playing with these guys, he's playing with that guys. What can he do? How can he be a part of it? And then he had that 18 goal season and a shortened season. It was fantastic. But, I've talked to some other players about this that are, playing, and some are that are, they're no longer playing. And, when you get into the NHL, if you're a guy with the ability to do a job, whether that's, skate fast and hit or score or, and I'm talking about elite players, but those, like Jake Virtanen, I consider him kind of like a low second line down to a fourth line player. If you have those skill sets, your career sets up so easily. If you come prepared every year to give it your best, you stay on the ice late, you're out on the ice early. Same thing, you get off the ice late. You put the time in. The organization sees you putting the time in with the skill coaches, eating properly, looking after yourself, all those types of things. Your career is set up, and it's like, here's 10 years. Here's 10 years, X amount of dollars, a great career, maybe not a Stanley Cup, whatever, but you have a great run. And it's funny because you see it. And fans, I think at times, they don't understand. They see a guy have some good games sometimes. And, it happens where a guy can have some good games, and maybe he shoots a little bit above, how good of a player he is. But for the most part, the effort you put in is what you get out of your career. And if you don't put the effort in, you're not ready. Each and every time, the coaches start losing faith in you. Start losing faith in you, and then your career goes sideways. And then this allegations come up with Jake Virtanen, and then he's got to be removed from the situation. But prior to that, even he had had that. And I'm always amazed when I played with guys like this. I hear about players. I talk to guys now that have the same thing. They don't understand how to be professional, or they don't understand what their role is on a team. If you come to the Edmonton Oilers, and I'm not saying this has happened, but if you're a young center and you think, man, I should be on the power play. Really? You should be on the power play. You think they're going to take off Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl if you get on the power play. Again, this I'm not talking about anyone here with the Oilers, but there are young players that come up and think that, they think they should be somewhere. Well, but you can't, because these guys have already done it. You did it in junior and college. These guys have been doing the NHL for a long time. So I think Jake Virtanen is, again, allegations aside, he's a classic case of misunderstanding how to be a professional and how to be an NHLer. Because there is no doubt in my mind, this guy is an 800 game NHL player. But he's screwed up in a couple different ways. But he's always a good cautionary tale, and I often wonder why you know, or if agents are giving their players, Greg's, this and families this advice, saying, you know, this is what it takes. You have 10 years ahead of you. You have 800 NHL games ahead of you. If you do all these things, and it is not easy sometimes, to be honest, but it's a great outcome if you do it. And I think Jake, from where I sit and what I've heard, he missed that boat.